Breadbox Media programming is brought to you by introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Good morning, Philip.
Good morning, Ricardo.
What's new?
Not much. You're doing well. I'm training
well. I'm trying.
You know, I have had a couple of people write me emails thanking me for mentioning the "how are you" comments.
Yeah.
You know, and they said, oh, people just throw it out and they don't even wait for an answer.
You've made me more aware of my interactions with people. So here in the Archdiocese, you have to walk through offices and through corridors and everything.
Yeah.
And I catch myself thinking, should I say, how are you? Or should I, or if someone says, how are you? Do I answer, how are you? You know, it's one of the first lessons you learn as a child in English, how are you? And that you're supposed to respond, how are you?
Yeah.
Back, which I thought was crazy. Here we are, two guys and a gospel, with insights from other areas of life, for instance, English language. We are reading from Mark's gospel. We are going straight to the topic today. Mark chapter 13, verses 24 to 32.
Jesus said to his disciples, "In those days after that tribulation, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from the sky, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds, with great power and glory. And then he will send out the angels, and gather his elect from the four winds, from the end of the earth to the end of the sky. Learn a lesson from the fig tree. When its branch becomes tender and sprouts leaves, you know that summer is near. In the same way, when you see these things happening, you know that he is near at the gates. Amen, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But of that day or hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father."
I feel very apocalyptic today. So we're approaching the end of the liturgical year, and that's why we have a gospel like this. We call it apocalyptic literature, and it's present in the gospels when they address this similar passage. And then in the Old Testament, in the book of Daniel, we find similar imaginary, and obviously in Revelations.
What's beautiful about the liturgical seasons is even within the liturgical seasons, especially the end of ordinary time, there's a little bit of a transition, and it's nothing formal. But you notice it. You notice it in Gospels like this. We're heading into Advent in a few weeks, in which we're thinking of the coming of Jesus at Christmas, but also the coming of Jesus at the end of time. That's the focus of that season. But the Gospels here lead us now to think about last things and apocalyptic literature. So you notice this at daily Mass. You'll notice it in the readings at Mass as well, that the tone of the church changes a little bit. And I like that. As the seasons kind of have a transition, the liturgical seasons as well have a transition.
Here you have like a combination. It's a very symbolic language, but it describes a great tribulation. At the same time, a great hope that even in times of tribulation, it's when we are most supposed to follow the values of the Jesus we follow. I always think when I have a gospel like this, I think of people, for us it's almost like the church is helping us to get into that state of mind. Some people don't need to be pushed into any state of mind because this is how they live life because of whatever situation. And we could give many examples, people who live in the margins, people who experience difficulties. That's a good gospel to remember that in times of tribulation, that's when we have to embrace our faith more, not less.
Well, I think about loss, the mood and the context of loss. So just once again, the Gospel of Mark is best when you understand particular passages in the whole context. So within the Sunday readings over the last few weeks, there have been a couple of passages that are skipped, possibly just for length, and I'm not sure.
Not to repeat things, I believe.
Yeah, I think that's part of it. But the beginning of chapter 13, so we started at verse 24, but the beginning of chapter 13 is the foretelling of the destruction of the temple. Mm-hmm. So the temple that was started to be constructed in 20 BC under Herod, but it was destroyed in 70 AD, so after this prediction, of course, by fire. But that's a very important moment in the life of Judaism and this new Christian faith as well as it relates to that. But I think about loss. So the destruction of the temple, which they've just heard about here just prior to this moment in the gospel, Jesus' death, which is impending, and just other losses that the disciples are going through. So think about that context. The mood and the focus can change. You know, think about someone who has a prediction of a major health issue or terminal illness, mm-hmm. or a relative. This, you know, your mood changes when you're thinking about the end, and that's just the context here of what's going on. There's a heaviness to what Jesus is saying here as well. But in light of personal loss, you know, one's mood can change. Sometimes things go poorly. And this is a reflection, too. Sometimes things don't go as we would wish in life. It's not all fun and games, as they say.
I like this image of the fig tree. I think it speaks to me about something that could be called the theology of anticipation. Jesus says, look at this and then plan accordingly. Sometimes we live in such a way that things happen to us. And I think there's a very interesting line of wisdom there, that think about things before they happen so that you are not caught with the wrong step, as we say in Spanish. Sometimes I translate idioms, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Paso cambiado, with the change step. Meaning that you think about things and you prepare for these times, and then things don't happen to you in a way that you don't have a possibility of reacting correctly, you know?
Right. But of the day or the hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. That very powerful last line, no one knows the day or the hour. We always have to be very cautious throughout history. Yeah, I've noticed in my lifetime and yours as well, predictions of the end time,
yeah.
You know, and groups, even cults that will get together, and it's hogwash. Yeah, it really is. Jesus says, always, always be ready. There perhaps will be indications.
I'm smiling because in 2010, 2011, 2012, I know because I was in Washington, in Virginia, and there was this prediction of the Mayan calendar, and yeah. it fell in on a Sunday, and it was very, very interesting to preach that day. I think one of the things I insist in preaching to myself also is that even about our impending death, we cannot be thinking only, you know, we have to live in such a way as we could, the end of times could be tomorrow, you know? We sometimes think we have a lot of time. Then, for instance, this year, it's been 29 years since I first met members of my community. I was thinking the other day, 29 years, are you kidding me? And it looks like a very long time. So at some point, you get some age where you say, yeah, we have to live fully, you know?
Well, right. And I think that's important to say, we're not afraid. So we're not afraid of the end times or of our own personal end and the end of our pilgrimage at earthly death. But rather, we should always be ready. So always mm-hmm. be living in charity, not have undone reconciliation or whatever, again, whatever, all that encompasses. We always, always have to be mm-hmm. ready and in a positive sense. What's interesting, though, is this line is what's going to cause a lot of, I don't know if it's confusion, but conflicting opinions in the very early church. Mm-hmm. So some thought when Jesus,
oh, yeah.
Jesus here is speaking about the consummation of time, the end of time. So after Jesus died, people thought, oh, it's just going to be a couple of weeks now, and then maybe a couple of years, and then, oh, maybe a few decades.
Yeah.
And here it's 2,000 years later. You know, that was the issue for Paul and others as well, debating when Jesus is going to come. And they really thought, all right, tomorrow, he's coming tomorrow.
And you don't even get a very clear clarification from Paul himself, who seems to be, at some point, seems to realize that this is more symbolic or than something that is imminent. But it's a very it's true that it was one of the issues of the early Christian communities.
Truly a reminder of it's all in God's time.
Mm-hmm.
For anything in life, we want something to happen right now. It might not happen then. But here, some of the human expectation was Jesus will be coming in our current lifetimes. And now it's been 2,000 years.
Yeah.
God says, you know, in my time.
But it's one of the things we believe, the second coming of Christ.
Well, right. Exactly. It will come and it will happen.
Yes.
And so thus, we're always ready.
Sometimes we go to 15, 16 minutes and then our producer fixes it. Today we are kind of in the shorter side.
Yeah. So come to Mass this weekend. As we think about apocalyptic literature and the end times, we do come to the Mass to meet Jesus and to always be ready, especially in showing our gratitude and worship. MassTimes.org is a national website that has Mass Times, and locations. And then Archmill.org is the website for the Archdiocese of Milwaukee for southeastern Wisconsin.
We want to also remind everyone that we are about to begin the celebration of the 175th anniversary of the Archdiocese of Milwaukee. We have a Mass November 25th at 2 p.m. at the Cathedral. And will you be there? Do you know?
I'm going to be there.
So if we are going to be there, maybe if you are there and you want to say hi to us, we would love to know who is listening.
Absolutely. It'll be a good celebration and a whole year of celebrations as we give thanks for the gift of the church here in southeastern Wisconsin.
So see you next week.
All right. I'll see you then next week.
Take care.
BreadBox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota in Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit Toyota on Nicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington. Home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at LexusOfLexington.com.